hard time with that one. We have a hard time with sanity and peacefulness and calmness, because we think life has to always be in turmoil. That's what we're used to. But see, we got to get on and begin to experience the sanity and the calmness of life and the beauty of life. When you come to believe in something, things will be okay. I often translate the second step. We have to come to believe that inside of us, we have the capability of becoming honest. If we become honest, our life will become sane. Honesty is a very special gift. It's the second step. We define the second step as the step of honesty. It's a very special step. And becoming honest is hard work. It's tough. Becoming honest means that you can live at peace inside of you, no matter what it is. See, again, it's making that healthy decision. Does that mean that everybody else around you is going to feel the same peace? No. Because so many people around us would rather us stay in our images. They like us better that way. They can use us better that way. Becoming honest and living in honesty and living that gift creates peacefulness and sanity and specialness in your life. And we're all running around looking for peacefulness, looking for serenity. You see, the second step gives it to us. It's an experience. Getting honest, by the way, is painful. There's pain involved in it. It hurts. Some of the things you have to get honest about, other people may not like. But when you're honest, you're clear. And being clear is one of the greatest gifts of life. Because when you're clear, you can live and you can move on and you can be peaceful at night. It's when you're not clear, you have to live in clouds. So the second step tells us to be clear about ourselves, to be open, to grow. That leads us to the third step. In the third step, we make a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of a God as we understood him. In the third step, we finally realize something. If I am clear, if I am honest, if I am real, then I am ready in the third step to make decisions. What kind of decisions do I make? I make healthy decisions for me. I call the third step the selfish step. It's very important. Because if you're not selfish to self, if you don't build and grow within, you can't give to somebody else what you don't have. And so in the third step, you got to learn to make decisions. And I'll tell you a secret about people. If you're clear and you make decisions and you believe in them and they're yours and they're powerful and they're special, then people are okay with them. They may not like them and disagree with them, but they're okay with them because you're clear and you're concise and you believe and they're yours. You make decisions. The biggest decision we have to make is to let go of our will, to let go of our control. God, it's so hard to let go of control. It's so hard to just let go of our will and to let things be. See, whenever you make these healthy decisions, you don't know what they're going to bring. You don't know what direction you're going to go with them. Wherever they take us, they take us. Like I said before, the third step opens the doors. But why so many people don't like taking the third step is because so many times we look at those doors and we don't know what's on the other side of them. Remember the old phrases we always say, will it work? Won't it work? Is it okay? Will it be okay? Nobody knows. You got to open the door and step out. When you step out, you'll discover. But remember, don't step out of the door by yourself. You step out with your higher power. You turn your life over to the care of a God as you understand them. You step out with faith and belief in self. And as you step out and believe, things work. They work. It'll be okay. Whatever's supposed to be will be. It's so beautiful and special. See why the first three steps are called the attitude steps? You have to have good attitude about self, good attitude about life if you're going to make decisions. And decisions you make have to be healthy ones. You often tell people, do yourself a big, big favor. Take the words right and wrong and throw them in a trash can. They are called the words of guilt. And change those words to healthy and unhealthy. And look at your life honestly. And make healthy decisions for you. That's all you can do. You can't make them for other people. They've got to make their own.